I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The severity of drought in Colorado is getting worse. While the portion of the state without any sort of dry conditions is the same as last week, the percentage of the state facing extreme drought has increased about 4%, mostly in southeastern Colorado. The Four Corners area continues to see extreme drought conditions as well. It's been a while since Colorado Parks and Wildlife raised recreational permits and park entrance fees. In that time, expenses have skyrocketed. Most of the agency's budget comes from user fees, and the department needs legislative approval to raise those prices. This week, the state Senate unanimously passed a measure to do just that. Lauren Truitt is spokeswoman for Parks and Wildlife. She says population growth in the West is putting extra pressure on public lands.
The agencies in charge of managing these resources are feeling the pressure of making sure that we're balancing wildlife and habitat need versus human recreation need.
She says the extra money would fund a backlog of maintenance needs for dams, fisheries, and hiking trails. Meantime, U.S. Western governors have released a compilation of 50 pests ranging from weeds and wild boars to insects and amphibians. The governors want to prioritize efforts to defend against the intruders. Pests that have been in the headlines before include water-gulping salt cedar trees and quagga mussels, which clog water and sewer pipelines. At least two diseases made the list: white nose syndrome, which infects bats, and whirling disease, which attacks fish. This is 91.5 KRCC News.